Blue Origin completes all-female mission to the edge of space. By Lucas Nolan on April 14, 2025. Blue Origin successfully launched and landed its first all-female crew. A star-studded group including pop star Katy Perry, television host Gayle King, and Jeff Bezos' fiancée Lauren Sanchez, on Monday morning. The 11-minute flight took the women to the edge of space. Blue Origin, the space company founded by billionaire Jeff Bezos, performed a successful launch and landing of its first all-female crew. The New Shepard mission, NS-31, carried a group of six women, including pop sensation Katy Perry, television host Gayle King, and Bezos' fiancée Lauren Sanchez, into space for a brief but impactful journey. The mission, which lasted under 11 minutes, saw the crew capsule reach an apogee of 346,802 feet or 65.7 miles above ground level before safely touching down in West Texas. The booster, which separated from the capsule during the flight, also reached a similar altitude before landing successfully. The crew expressed their joy and gratitude upon returning to Earth. Katy Perry, who sang "What a Wonderful World While in Space," emphasized the importance of the collective energy and the significance of making space for future women. She also shared a touching moment, revealing that she had carried a daisy flower with her in honor of her 4-year-old daughter, Daisy, whom she shares with her husband, Orlando Bloom. Gayle King, who had previously expressed her fear of flying, described the experience as transformative. She praised the peacefulness and quiet of space, noting that it served as a reminder of the need for humans to do better, be better. King also highlighted the kindness and collaboration required to make the mission a success, expressing her hope that everyone could experience the same sense of peace and unity. In addition to Perry, King, and Sanchez, the mission included film producer Carrie Ann Flynn, NASA rocket scientist Aisha Bowe, and civil rights activist Amanda Wynn. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.